The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings. When your relapsing multiple sclerosis begins to change, how you treat it should change too. Think beyond relapses and choose a treatment that can help delay disability progression. Find out more at changesinrms.com.
My name is Jennifer Powell. I am a columnist with Multiple Sclerosis News Today. Today, I will be discussing the Progressive MS Alliance's desire to change trials to better realize treatments. Making clinical trials more comparable, consistent, and focused on the biological mechanisms underlying onset and development of multiple sclerosis are all key to more quickly realizing new treatments for progressive MS, according to the International Progressive MS Alliance. To attain these goals, the Alliance, a worldwide collaborative organization committed to the speedy development of new therapies for progressive forms of MS, published a series of recommendations on how early MS trials should be designed and conducted. In addition to changes in trial design and protocol, the Alliance proposed a funding program to support Phase 2A MS trials into the safety and efficacy of treatment candidates. The Alliance will directly support this new funding scheme and make its money available to studies following the organization's recommendations. Alliance recommendations and plans for its funding program are described in the paper, Facing the Urgency of Therapies for Progressive MS, a Progressive MS Alliance proposal, published in the journal Nature Reviews Neurology. This paper is an important milestone in the Alliance's goal of accelerating new treatments for people with progressive MS. Alan Thompson, MD, chair of the group's scientific steering committee, said in a press release from the National MS Society, "We look forward to getting feedback from stakeholders so that our plans for new funding program will do even more to speed this work," Thompson added. Phase 2 trials are smaller studies that normally seek to validate the safety and explore the preliminary efficacy of investigational therapies before they move to be tested in larger Phase 3 studies that aim to generate convincing data supporting their approval. The type of outcome selected to assess whether a potential therapy is beneficial or not for a given disorder varies greatly, but this key choice has a direct impact on the design of Phase 2A trials and influences the launch of the pivotal Phase 3 studies that depend on their success. According to the Alliance, it is essential that early Phase 2 trials of potential new MS treatments are comparable and consistent in the way they are conducted to best ensure success. These studies should also focus on the expanding knowledge of the cellular and molecular mechanisms underlying MS to further treatment development. An expert group called the Alliance's Experimental Medicine Trial Implementation Planning Team released a series of recommendations on how these early trials should be designed and conducted. According to the team, studies should be less restrictive on their eligibility criteria and rely more on feedback from MS patients regarding the feasibility of their design. Trials should also include a range of disease measures on top of core set of clinical and exploratory outcomes, assessments of physical disability, cognition, mobility, and vision, and gathering data on gene activity to evaluate the potential benefits of the therapy being tested. Core outcome measures in MS trials should also include several markers of disease activity and other biological response indicators of the therapy's likely mechanism of action. These studies should take advantage of advanced trial designs, testing different potential therapies at the same time, as well as in combination with approved MS medications. In its paper, the Alliance also proposes establishing a funding program to offer grants to early phase 2 trials of MS therapies that follow its recommendations regarding trial design. The organization now welcomes feedback from the MS community on these recommendations before releasing applications. The objective of the International Progressive MS Alliance is to expedite the development of effective therapies for progressive MS through new initiatives that foster innovative thinking and concrete advancements, the researchers wrote. We are soliciting public and academic feedback, which will help shape the program and future strategies of the Alliance. The two progressive forms of multiple sclerosis are primary progressive MS diagnosed in an estimated 15% of all patients and secondary progressive MS, the stage that follows relapsing remitting MS. Both progressive forms are marked by steadily worsening disease symptoms.
Coming up next, perspectives from MS News Today columnist Jesse Ace.
You always do what you can to keep your relapsing multiple sclerosis in check. But if your relapsing MS is starting to change, it can affect your mind and body in new and different ways. So it's important to choose a treatment that goes beyond relapses, one that can help you stay ahead of disability progression. Take charge of your relapsing multiple sclerosis. Learn more at changesinrms.com.
Hey, I'm Jesse Ace, a columnist for MS News Today, and today I'll be reading an article from Jennifer Powell's column, Silver Linings. Finding my way through sickness and sadness with SPMS. I am hyper-aware of the fragility of life, more specifically, the fragility of mine. Secondary progressive multiple sclerosis is an autoimmune disease. My immune system eats away at the myelin sheath surrounding my nerves. My disease-modifying therapy is an immunosuppressant. This further weakens my immunity. I have known this truth since my 2010 diagnosis, yet only lately have I felt its harsh ramifications. This is day 10 of house arrest. What began as a bad cold morphed within days into influenza type A, with fever, malaise, aches, fatigue, and incessant coughing. This flu's virulent nature was no match for my body. 10 days, Tamiflu, oseltamivir, and several nebulizing treatments later, I still possess a chest cold. I knew I would be hit. I had no comprehension of how hard. I cried childishly while feverish. In the hallucinatory heat, I yearned for my mum. I held my golden retriever tight and let my tears fall. Hours turned to days as my body fought. The flu virus elicited a hospital-acquired infection. Low immunity means my body is in check. Lately, it seems to reside there, precariously so. I cannot help but be acutely aware. How can the same body that spent summer sailing and winter skiing have trouble walking? The same body that spent hours dancing now sways involuntarily. What came naturally is now done with intention. My slurred speech leaves me with social anxiety. I become nervous when I cannot swallow. Both dysphagia and dysphagia vary in severity. The only certainty is their presence. A quiet melancholy has settled in, and it's a sadness only understood through loss. I grieve myself, I miss her, yet each day I decide to find the pieces. My grief is hidden by sheer determination. It's a will to survive coupled with a demand to thrive. But the loss overwhelms my senses. They ache, yet I leave them exposed. I expose my eyes for beauty, my ears for a song, my touch for another, my smell for spring, and my taste for satiation. I am vulnerable in this phase of discovery. Every day it takes me more will to accommodate what MS has taken. Yet every day I receive gifts as only MS could bring. The duality never ceases to amaze and astound. Through grief and loss, I find my way. The pathway is dimmed, yet I walk. I will walk my way back to myself. Checkmate can wait.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.